And welcome to another episode of Deal Talk. I'm Deal. Let's talk. My guest of the evening is an all-around entrepreneur, from coaching, consulting, to real estate investment. She has her own podcast called The Fierce Life Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm to Tabitha Thorell.
Welcome to the show. Hello. Welcome. And you know what? My Fierce Life Podcast, actually, my new podcast is called What Went Wrong.
Oh,
yeah,
a new one. There you go.
Yeah. So that's the one you want to check out. My other one is a little bit dated, but that's my new one. So, and I didn't preface that before because I kind of forget about my first one because I did it so long ago. And so, yeah, our new one is called What Went Wrong? The Untold Stories of Bouncing Back from Failure.
Oh, which is, that's an awesome name. I'm not going to lie. That's an awesome name. Congrats on your new project.
Yeah.
So first of all, how are you? How are you doing?
Yes. I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me, Dio.
It's an honor having you. So looking through what you're doing, you have a lot on your plate. You're multi-talented, from a mom to a wife, real estate investments, podcasting, a bestseller book. So like, where do we start? I'll give the floor to you. Where do we start?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for having me. So first, let's start with real estate investing is actually how I first got started, to be honest. Way back when me and my husband were in college, we weren't married yet, but he was like, hey, I want to buy my own house and then rent out the top so I don't have to pay for rent. His dad had bought some rental properties a few years before, and he had been renovating those and managing those. So he kind of knew the ins and outs of those. And he's like, hey, do you want to do this together? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do this. You know, I liked making things pretty. So I was like, I'll make the house pretty and do all that kind of stuff. And so we started that in college. I was 19. He was 21. We also saw it as a way for our future because by trade, he's a farmer, and he didn't know if he was going to explain that or not. Yeah. But there's no retirement fund. There's no ROI or like there's, or, you know, I don't even know what it's called.
Roth IRA.
Thank you. And I've never been in the corporate world because we always wanted to take investments into our own hands. And we actually heard with those, like, you know, your return's not that great and all these like stipulations. And we're like, we want it on our terms. And we saw real estate as a way to do that. And so that was really empowering for us from a very early age. And so we did that. I actually got a degree in marriage and family studies. I thought I was always going to be a counselor or therapist. But honestly, I'll never forget the day I went to my advisor's office and I said, hey, I'm going to graduate with my bachelor's. What's next? You know, what do I need? Do I need my doctorate, master's, what? She's like, yeah, you know, you need those things. But just to let you know, by the time that marriages come to us, they usually still split. And I thought, what? Like, I'm about outcomes, positive outcomes.
Yeah,
I thought, I don't want to do this. If they're just still going to get divorced, that defeats the whole purpose. So I didn't want to go to school for another 2 to 4 years to still have failure, as I saw it. And so I was like, okay, let me take a step back and get into the workforce, do some soul searching type of thing. In that meantime, I got married. We decided, okay, we want a family right away. So we had some kids. I fell in love with fitness again. I was fitness coaching and instructing, and I really loved that. That was really my way to kind of contribute, give back. I loved it. I got into more nutrition. That kind of developed into a network marketing opportunity, which I never in a million years thought I would do. But what it allowed me to do was enter people's lives in a way that they wanted, which was, you know, losing weight, getting fit. But then I was able to empower them and just becoming better parents. A lot of them, business development, earning extra income that could help their families, which I love to see because I know what an extra $100 a month can do, an extra $1,000 can do. And so coming from a very rural, humble area in Nebraska. I'm the youngest of five. My dad was a blue collar worker working his nails to the bone. I was like, if I can help families earn this and they're getting healthy and becoming better spouses, like that was awesome. So we were doing that. My husband was farming. We were still doing real estate, buying houses. We were flipping some, doing things, renovations, all those kind of things. And I wanted more of the financial certainty, you know, as we all do. And I really fell in love with the business aspect, which I never in a million years thought that I would do. But I think it's because I fell in love with it with a different viewpoint. I looked at it as a way that I could help other people, impact them, help them get income, and do it in a way that helped them become really big, strong leaders, whether that was for their own company or for their own families. And I fell in love with the personal development. I learned really what a life coach was, which inevitably is what I wanted to be when I went to college, but I really didn't know that was a thing. Like where I live, we're a little slower on the time. So like life coaching, business coaching, that wasn't huge. The internet in 2005 and six, it wasn't like it is today. And so when I found out what that was, I was like, man, I feel like I'm naturally good at this, and I'm kind of already doing it with this network marketing company, but I was still scared to kind of go out on my own until God gave me the really big whisper, as I like to call it. And he said, in 2018, you need to go out on your own. And it was really scary for me because
I can imagine, yeah.
I didn't know a lot about business. I mean, I loved, in the network marketing company, everything's done for you. Like they take care of your products, they take care of fulfillment. You just got to go help people. So I'm like, man, if I have to do all that sales and
Yeah.
marketing online, I didn't know it, but I knew what I was supposed to do. And I knew that if I wanted to do this, I was going to have to hire people who knew more than me. I had to be the dumbest person in the room, as I like to say.
Yeah.
And so I hired a coach to help me launch a fitness company. And she did great. She did all the nuts and bolts of getting everything streamlined, like my logo, my branding, all of that stuff. The problem was their sales and marketing tactics were just kind of like, go out and do it, and they will come. And I had some success because of what I'd been doing prior. So I had some credibility in the fitness space. I had dropped down to like 10% body fat myself. So women
Wow.
gravitated towards me. And after three babies, that's really hard to do. So, I was getting credibility through that, but I wanted bigger. And so I was folding laundry one day, and like everybody else watching something on YouTube or listening to it, and an advertisement for Funnel Hacking Live came on.
Wow.
And I thought, that's what I need. Like, I need to go and I need to be around these people and I need to learn how to do this online stuff. And so I bought a ticket that day, took a friend with me and went all in and was like, just for the next year and a half, just learning everything about like sales funnels and sales strategies and sales scripts and marketing. And I joined Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's launch group when they talked about masterminds. And I actually got trained under some of Dean Graziosi's trainers and just consumed everything while I was doing my fitness stuff, developing that, doing those things. As
Wow.
if you're listeners, if they're entrepreneurs, you do all the things
Yes.
and you wear all the hats.
Yes.
And that was in 2018, 19. And then COVID hit. We had baby four and five, and
Wow.
over the course of 3 years, and we switched some things. I co-authored a book, switched up some coaching stuff, and now this year launched the podcast and a new coaching
Nice.
program with my husband. So
Nice. Nice. Congratulations. That's a lot.
that's a lot,
That's a
but
lot bit.
it's an overview, and I feel like it is a lot, but for have a full understanding, I know somebody heard something in there where they're like, that's my story too,
Yeah.
because it wasn't perfect. It was up and down. And honestly,
Yes.
like I could spend a whole episode on one issue, right? Because it wasn't pretty, especially when I was learning sales and marketing, especially when I was paying five figures for marketing courses and coaching that were kind of not awesome. And that feeling of like, did I waste my money? And I
Yeah.
had to really change my mindset about how I was investing in things
Yes.
and how I wanted to show up as my own coach for my own program for people, and just look at everything, no matter how much I spent, if it was 10K, if it was $200, whatever, that anything I consumed, I got to choose the results of that. No matter, even if the coach was horrible, even if they were just really good salespeople and they didn't care about, I still got to choose what I learned from that and how I could move forward. And that's why I launched the podcast, What Went Wrong? Because whenever something goes wrong, you have a choice.
I agree,
You can
yes.
choose, poor me, why'd they do this to me? They're horrible, pity party. Or you can choose, you know what? That's not awesome. That's not how I would run a program, but I'm going to take what I learned and I'm going to apply it to my life. And even if it was what not to do and what, how I, can regain that and learn from it and then move forward in a positive way and let that negativity go, forgive those people and then move on and move forward.
I agree 100%. It's incredible. I mean, it's a lot, but also what makes you happy? Like just speaking about it, you lighten up. Like it gives you purpose, which it's wonderful, which what we need more in the world, right?
Yes.
So you're doing this podcast. How's it going so far?
It's going well. I did the podcast as kind of like a side hustle. Like we're building it. I'm not 100% like that's not my only thing. So I'm kind of developing it and doing things. And I foresee, especially like in the summer months, me really pushing more promotion around it and leveraging on it. I have some other things with speaking and building this real estate program that me and my husband are working on. Those are kind of top priorities.
Got
And
it,
then being
got
on other stages, I had a goal of 100 stages this year, whether it's podcasts, physical stages, summits, really didn't matter. But getting my voice out there, getting my expertise out there to share my knowledge with other people. And so my podcast is a platform for all the relationships that I've built and to also the stories that have helped me. So like if I hear a story about like the Dyson vacuum that was like truly inspiring, like an accidental success, that's one of the podcasts we did. And hearing those things, then I'll do a podcast about it and do it.
Got
It's
it.
not my only like I could pour all my energy into it and have it be a number one and a bestseller and all those things. That wasn't the purpose right now. I'm not saying it won't build up to that, but it's really a platform where I can meet people, hear their stories, showcase them or showcase other stories, and then just have it be one more tool in the tool belt, that kind of thing as I develop the other things.
Are you able to dive into depth with the program you're developing with your husband, or you're still kind of in the mix? You can't really relate. Because I love real
So,
estate. I'm into real estate. My wife, she's a real estate agent. I'm
oh,
a pro
nice.
I'm a property scouter. I'm always looking at potential, what imagining, picturing what this could be. Come back, talk about numbers, present to investor what they need. And we're in that lifestyle. So I understand 100% what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes. Well, and we actually thought that we would become real estate agents or brokers. Like when we were in college, we were like, oh, yeah, let's do this and like develop this. And then it just wasn't where God led me. And that was okay. But I did think, like, oh, and then my husband has toyed with, like, do I get my, do I become an agent just to have it? We have a really good, actually, a family friend relative that is our agent. He's going to be our broker. So, like, we have a really good relationship. So, it's never been like a necessity for me to like go and build that. I thought it would go good with the real estate, but then what I'm learning is it's actually an advantage for me to reach out to people who are just like us, who aren't type of thing. So, our real estate, like for my husband and I, we invest together, we renovate together, we flip together, like we do all that kind of stuff. He's more of the numbers guy and like the terminology, like all of that stuff, like makes my eyes roll over. But
I get it.
I'm a numbers girl and like what's the ROI and how can we make this better? And what do we need to do even as landlords? And how can we find the who, not the how? Because we've done a lot of things ourselves. Just where we're located, finding help is very difficult. And my husband, it's a blessing and a curse, but he can do a lot of things. And so when in doubt, we just do it. But we're learning like to step away from those things and hire people out and do all that kind of stuff.
It's a process.
Right. And it's taken us, I mean, like we've been doing it for 2 decades. We've been married 16 years, our oldest daughter's 14. So if we only did real estate, I know we would be, 10 times further, but we're not. Like, I mean, it's one of those things that's one more tool in our tool belt. And so it's kind of like we decided in 2024, well, in 2023, that for this next year, really for our 5-year projection, we were going to invest more time, money, effort into the real estate, and we were going to help other people do the same thing. And because I'm a coach, I'm like, let's build a coaching program. Like, let's help people do that. But what we didn't want was to be like every other person out there that's like, hey, let me help you do real estate. We want to build legacy wealth and what that looks like for family entrepreneurs. So people who are building their wealth right now, and business owner, entrepreneur, online, whatever space, and then how you can grow it and then keep it for generations to come. Because that's different. That's not the Arth ROA. Like, that is building character and bringing your family in and masterminding with your kids and teaching them different things about money, money abundance, prosperity, how to invest it, why savings won't make you wealthy, like doing all these little things together, but by buying your first income property. Because so many people that we talk to, they're like, yeah, I want to do real estate, but I haven't yet. And I'm like, well, why? And I
No,
ask it.
and that's a great idea because I interact with these first time buyers and they're so uneducated, so skeptical, and there's not a program out there that it's like first stage educating what things you can expect, you know. And I think you have a great idea on your hands.
Yeah, I've looked at different programs that are out there, and we're the world of YouTube and free. So, like, if you really were dedicated and you went to YouTube, you could find a plethora of information. And Bigger Pockets is one of the most amazing podcasts we all know. And they offer programs and different things like that. And they're awesome. Like, I'm not going to say that I've never went through anybody else's like real estate program just because we've done it ourselves. But what I don't see is, first of all, a lot of women's or couples doing it together to show how the families can do it together. Because if you have a career, a business, or entrepreneur online business, you don't need one more thing that's going to take you away from your family. And we want to show how you can incorporate the family, hire the who, still be cash flow positive, have creative finance if you can't figure out where the money is, how you can have creative finance even in your own business. Because, like, when you come with us, we're a package deal. Like, we're entrepreneurs and real estate investors. I'm going to share all my knowledge with you. I've been in 25K masterminds learning from people who are earning multi-million dollars on how, like, they can have tax savings, and like bringing in all that knowledge to one space and to bring that to a level of when you buy your first income property, then what? Because one income property is not really going to make you wealthy, but it's how you leverage that and, beyond those properties, and then how you can keep it again, teaching the characteristics, the fundamentals, the things that your kids need to learn, but not feeling like you have to teach your kids one more thing because, kids that's like from the parents and one year out the other. And so we just want to bring families together to build it, because I truly believe that entrepreneurs are what's going to change the world and change our structure for needing the government when you're old and needing assistance when times get tough, and changing the mindset of what abundance and prosperity and money and wealth and savings and instant gratification and all of these things that are thrown out there. It's like there's an issue going on, and a lot of people just throw big words at it or things that people don't understand. They don't understand, creative finance. They don't know what down payment they should do or what no payment, or they hear the word wholesaling and they're like, should I do wholesaling? Should I do single family unit? Should I do multi-unit, apartment unit? And all these fancy marketers are throwing all the stuff out. And we just want to kind of clear the clutter and say, let's just have you make one step. Like one step first. And then when you make that one step, then this is the next step. And then surround yourself with other people who are going through some of the same stuff as you so that you can mastermind and grow faster. Because what's taken us 2 decades, we want to help people do in like 2 years, and it can be done, but you have to have the right mentorship. You have to have the right people surrounding you, not because you don't necessarily know what to do, but because you need that certainty, that consulting, that backing, like it's going to be okay. Like, even if I fail, it's going to be okay. It's like what I prefaced before with the failures. You have to have the right mindset that no matter what happens, You're growing, you're progressing, you're moving forward. It's okay if the house isn't right. It's okay if you buy it and then all of a sudden there's termites and the pipes are leaking and you can't, like it'll be okay. But you need people that are telling you that, because otherwise in your head, you're thinking, crap, I did this deal. It was horrible.
Yeah, you
I
need the
lose my
right people.
shirt and all
You need
that stuff.
yeah, you need the right people that, because if you don't have the right people, they're start, how do you put it? Being negative. You don't need negativity. You need to be productive. You need a solution.
And you're gonna have people that are telling you don't want to be a landlord. You're gonna be unplugging toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning, or you don't want a landlord because you're gonna have people calling you in the middle of the night and all that stuff. And you need the people that are like, okay, first of all, it's okay if they call you. It's not the end of the world. And second of all, it doesn't have to be like that. You get to choose how it's gonna be. Nobody else chooses it for you. You
Good
can choose it.
management. Good management.
And you can be cash flow positive in that. You just have to, ex like you said, knowing the first step, taking the first bite of that elephant instead of the whole thing, and then just trusting the process. Being for us, like we of course are going to target entrepreneurial families, but anyone's welcome. But like for us, so like when you're with your spouse, you guys have to be on the same page as well, and how again you can bring that family unit together on this project rather than one more thing that dad's doing or one more thing that mom and dad are doing away from us. Like how you guys can have that vision as a family together, and that's just going to make your family stronger. And that's what I really want to do, is I just want to make family stronger during these uncertain times.
Yeah, have your family involved, have the kids involved, because when they're young, it's even better because they're involved. This is natural, comes natural to them.
Absolutely.
So I think what you're doing is it's incredible. Kudos to you. Wish you the best of luck in that.
Thank
Think
you.
really have something. You really have something.
I hope so. We're gonna be launching here in March, and so I'll let you know if the market
Nice.
thinks the same thing because
I mean,
ultimately they'll tell me. So
it's gonna take some time. I'll tell you this much. It's gonna take some time because what you're offering, you're offering solution, you're offering unity. And sometimes people have to come to terms with themselves and see eye to eye and make decision cohesive together.
And I know that being in the online space, I know it's not going to be like an instant thing, and we have some other stuff on the backside, but this was really a vision that came to us in 2020, and we just kind of are now fulfilling it. And life happened. We had baby four and five in 2021 and 2022, and so, and COVID and all that stuff. So we allowed things to happen in our life organically rather than like force or push something on it. But last year in 2023, it was a big bulldoze in the head. Like, you guys need to start this. At least give it a shot. So we're gonna give it a shot.
There you go. That's all you can do. You mentioned that your goal is to be at 100 stages speaking. How do you prepare for that?
So a lot of the stages that I'm on are podcasts, because that for me is a stage, because any place that you can give your voice is a stage. That's the beauty of virtual right now. Now, I would physically love to be on that many stages, but for one, me being a mom of five, that makes it really challenging. Where we live, I would have to travel. I mean, I'd be traveling every other day. It'd be crazy. And I think I'd get burnt out of it. Now, I prefer live audiences. I thrive on energy in live audiences, and I do have a goal to be on a handful of those this year. But I said, okay, I'm gonna say stages and be broad with podcasts, summits, master classes for people. If people want me to come and talk to their audience or their little group or whatever, wherever I can give wisdom or storytelling where I have experienced stuff that has helped me, that's a stage to me, because ultimately it is. And so I've been on, well, I booked 40 stages in 7 weeks. So I've already done 20, and then I have 20 in the next 7 weeks. And I just reach out to people that need a guest, and I'm like, this is what I have to offer your audience. Like, if it if you want me to come on, I'm happy to do it. And if not, great. You know, like whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I don't take offense to it because it's not like I'm a big name. But
Yeah.
now that I'm getting
But you're
like more
gonna be. That's the
traction,
important
that's
part. You're
right,
gonna be. Yep.
gonna be. And so, and I also knew that if I want to be on those big stages, then I better practice first.
Yes.
Because if I, when I book a 10X stage or a Tony Robbins or a Grant Cardone or any whatever, Apex or whatever, if I book those stages and I haven't even prepared like here where I have to speak to your audience, because your audience is just as important as a Tony Robbins audience.
Yes.
Like your audience is just as important as a TEDx talk to me. Like, and I go into groups and look at it that way. I don't go into a group and think, oh, they only have 7 followers. I'm not, it's not worth my time. I go into
Each
it and I
one
say,
counts.
if I, yes, even if it's just the person interviewing me, if I gave them one insight or one tidbit that is going to help them, that was the purpose of it. And that's what I saw this year, is like, I wasn't going to be, now I'm going on podcasts that obviously want my expertise. I'm not going to go on
Yes.
like a dentist podcast or something like that. But because of my area, being a mom, leadership, entrepreneurship, real estate, fitness, healthcare or self-care, those type of things, there's a lot out there. And so I just put the blanket out there and then I ask them, what, you know, is there a topic that your audience is needing, wanting, liking? Because you know your audience better than me. I have expertise in areas, but if they're not going to be, if your audience was all male CEOs, I'm probably not going to come on here and talk about self-care. Like, it's probably not going to be it. But I could come and talk about leadership and how they can be vulnerable in leadership, even as a male, and how that whole dynamic needs to change because I've done whole podcasts on that, you know? And so just going to there and seeing with the audience, because ultimately it's not about me. It's about what you and your audience are going to receive and get value from. If I can deliver, it's my job to deliver the value in the best way possible. And that's me fine-tuning my speaking skills. And I do that by showing up, doing the podcast, doing the interviews. And it's funny because your podcast, what, out of all the 40 that I've had booked, was the second one that I had to reschedule. One of them was because my daughter was sick. And this one was because my daughter was sick. And so I don't like to reschedule. Like, even I had an eardrum burst during a podcast.
Wow.
And that was hard. But, you know, I want to deliver for people because it's my gifting. And I kind of hid it for a while. And I
Yeah.
had this feeling of like, well, it's not, I don't know who I'm really going to impact. And is that really a stage? And I don't know. And this year I was like, nope. I'm gonna speak.
Yeah.
Wherever they'll have me, I'm gonna speak.
That's awesome. That's first of all, that's very courageous that what you're doing, because not everyone has that sense of that driven, that drive, right? So what you're
Right.
doing is incredible. Let's not ignore that. There should be more individuals like yourself who have so much to offer, so much to say, so much
Yeah.
experience, so much things to talk about. You know, not the regular trending topics, something valuable. I
Yes.
think you're doing. I think you're doing an incredible job of what you're doing.
Thank
Kudos to you. You've set yourself a goal, and you're 20 episodes down,
Yeah.
20 platforms down. You just keep going.
Yep. It was a goal to do 2 a week, and we've averaged 4 to 6 a week. And that's, and honestly, it energizes me.
Yeah.
I know it's weird for people, but it's like it energizes me. It's one of those things that, because I know I'm using my gift, and for so long I hid my gift. And you have some listeners right now that they're hiding their gift. Your gift might not be speaking. It might not be podcasts, and that's okay. My husband, we did a podcast together, and we're doing more podcasts together because of our launch. He's complete opposite. He's very stoic, quiet, but he's funny and he's very down to earth, very humble. And he would rather chew off his own arm than probably be on a big stage. Like, you know, and I
I
tell him, I'm
feel
like,
that. I get
we're
it.
gonna be on a big stage someday and you're gonna have to get over that. You know, he expects me to carry it, but he does a great job and he's getting better at it. But some of you, that's not your gifting and it's okay. But I encourage you, whatever is your gifting, whatever makes your heart leap, whatever literally energizes you, or makes you high, as I like to say, without any caffeine or drugs or
Natural
anything.
high, yeah.
Yes, that natural high, you know what it is. And if you don't, like, you really do, but you've buried it because somebody told you it was wrong. When I was little, people told me to be quiet, shut up, sit down. I was too loud. I was too strong. I moved too much. I was just too much. And that quieted me for a long, 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 long time. And so there's something inside of you. Maybe it's art, maybe it's painting, creating, maybe it's, creating stuff and selling it online or writing, blogging, whatever it is. I never thought that I would co-write a book ever. Like that wasn't even really in the realm. But then I got to do it. And now I'm like, now on my dream board is a New York bestseller. I'm like, I will do that someday.
Nice,
I don't know
congrats.
when. But like it's out there because I took the leap. I started it. It was one step. It's like what we want with real estate. Just buy that one income property, that single family home. Don't make it complicated. Don't oversell. There's certain things you need to do to that you can be aligned for success, but just that one little thing. Don't look at it like, oh my gosh, it's going to be an escrow. I'm going to have another mortgage. And if it goes under, then I'm going to go bankrupt. And like all the stuff, it's like just take the one step.
Yeah, but
You have
that's what it takes. That's what a lot of people don't understand. You're gonna have those shortcomings. You're gonna have those failures.
You're going to, like,
You
it's
have
going
to.
to happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I think when you realize it's going to happen, like, not if, it's going to happen. Like,
Yes.
with our real estate launch, we're gonna have people that tell us it's stupid. We're gonna have people that don't like us. We're gonna have people that say we're annoying. This isn't enough. What's the value? All this, th all the things. And are they gonna affect me? A little bit, yes. Because I like to over deliver. I really don't like to let people down. But at the same time, that can't stop me from helping the other people that I know are going to gain value. I know are going to build legacy wealth. They're going to change their legacy for their kids and their kids' kids and their kids' kids' kids. And they're going to stop the legacy of scarcity and brokenness and all of those things. Those are the people that I meant to serve. Everybody else. Good riddance. Like, good
Yeah.
riddance. I hope somebody else can help them because I'm not going to be one of them. But we let that. And a lot of times we let our own story stop us. And it's bigger in our head than it really is in the world. And I hate to say this, but people probably don't care that much about you. Like, we think that the world's going to hate us. In all reality, they're so engulfed in their own stuff that until you get really loud and really obnoxious, and really big, and then your paychecks, who cares what they say? Because your paycheck's going to be so much that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so that's why getting surrounding yourself with the right people in the beginning, because we don't have a lot of people in our community that think like us. Not that their thinking is wrong. Ours is just different. We always, like, I look at leadership differently. I look at finances differently. I look at stuff differently. Right, wrong, or whatever, this is just the way that I think. And I had to shift and be in different masterminds, meet different people, pay to play, but
To
it worked
grow,
out
just to
because
grow.
it, yeah. And I paid attention when I did those things. And so a lot of people, they don't want to do that because money is so personal. They hold money, they hoard money. They don't look at it like investing. They don't look at like releasing. Like whenever I say something, I'm like, how can I release money? Who can I hire to release money to help them? How can I grow bigger so that I can hire people so that they live a better life? When you think like that, it makes you move. It makes you pivot. It makes you want to grow because there's lives that are dependent on you that you haven't even met yet.
Racks. Yes. Wow. That's inspiring stuff.
Well, good. I hope it serves you.
It does. It does. I mean, it speaks volumes of truth and where. Just leadership, right? Not everyone has that mentality that that has to be built. You have to go to a certain experience,
Yeah.
but also like being guided. You have
Yep.
to you have to be a person who have something in positive people can trust, and that all those things are very important.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and all of it is going through the trials is what builds it. I mean, I didn't want to build a company because I didn't want to pay employment tax. And that's such a dumb thing. It is. But I didn't, and it's because I didn't understand it. And I was so fearful, like, oh, what if we do something wrong on taxes and we get audited and then like the IRS come, and I'm all like scared of stuff that like wasn't even, I just made it bigger in my head. And we had an incident where there was a year and where we farm, people probably don't know this, but it's like farm is big money. I mean, like, and not in a sense of you get big money. It costs a lot of money to farm and it costs a lot to maintain it. And you have to do a lot of like different things in the year so that like, tax stuff lines up. And so you don't literally make nothing, it's crazy. And there was a year where there's some things that were supposed to come into play and they didn't. We were supposed to get land. We didn't. We leveraged that for something, whatever. So we owed a lot in taxes. And I could tell that my husband was very deflated. Like we went and talked to the accountant and she told us, what everything. And he comes in the car and he sits there. And I could tell that he was literally broken. Like he felt like he failed as a provider, as a man, and all these things. And I just look at him, I'm like, we'll make it back. It is only money. And I could just tell it was like he still felt a little heavy because of the amount of money, but it was like, okay, it's just money and we'll get through this. And so I could have looked at that and been like, why didn't you manage this and da, 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 and all this stuff? Because he knew the finances of that. But that wasn't going to serve us. It wasn't going to serve our marriage. It wasn't going to serve us forward. If I would have done that, it would have just nailed him in the coffin and it would have taken us twice as long to get out. But because I was able to put my ego aside and be like, and I truly believe that. I didn't just say it. I truly believe it. I truly believe like money can be made back. Relationships can't. When you break that, it's really hard to get back. And I was like, there was a moment I'm like, does this come between our marriage or do we step forward? And I'm not saying, oh, kudos to me. That was a lot of self-growth that I had to go through in order to get there. And I felt like that was a spiritual like awakening of like, you can have your relationship or you can have this fight. And it wasn't worth the fight. And guess what? Like within that year, we made it back. And like the next couple of years were some of our best years. And so just believing that in your business, a setback can truly be a set up and not necessarily just for income, but for your relationships. 'Cause that made us stronger. That allowed him the freedom to make mistakes. Like he went and bought more real estate. If I would have said something negative, he probably would have, closed shell and been like, well, I'm not going to take any more risks. 'Cause why? I'm just going to be berated and I'm just going to live in this little shell. And so it really did set us up. And even for now, I'm not scared because I'm like, well, we've had that and we might have it again. And I don't know, we'll get out of it. We'll find a way. And it did, it anchored our belief that money is abundant and it's there. And you just really have to be resourceful and open up and it will come back to you.
I totally agree. I think you and your husband are doing a great job just by that conversation alone, because they either made you or break you. And not a lot of, and I would say, because I live in the city, that the mentality here is totally different. It'll make you or break you. There's no, it's only when you unite, you become the strongest.
And I've learned that like with my husband, and that's why I took the plunge to do this program because I knew when we were together, we were like unstoppable. And when we were apart, it really had a divide. When I had my coaching stuff and my business over here, and he was doing his farming, his stuff over here, we kind of met in the middle with the real estate stuff. It just felt separate. And I'm like, if we can unite, now he still farms and plans to, but like, if we can unite on this together, I know that we can make it through. And that's why I think I'm so excited for this project. And I really coming into it with like no fear, like I've never came out before, because ultimately it's like I get to work with my best friend. This is something we wanted to do. We get to help families, we get to help our own finances. Like it's like win, 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 win. And that's what we want other couples to see, that it can be the win, 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 win. It doesn't have to be this struggle bus all the time. You don't have to live in suffering. Like you work hard, but work smarter. Have that work ethic, but in your work smarter, not just like work yourself to the grindstone and bring nothing home when you
Gotta
come.
figure out how to win. 'Cause
Yes.
like that's one thing I've been battering lately, and we're like, you know the work, it's hard, and you're willing to go through it, and you've done it numerous time, and it's like you said, you work yourself to the bone, but it's now that you know that, you got to figure out how do you win, and that's the most important part.
What's a win mean to you?
Exactly. Yes.
It's so personal. And when you can really solidify a win as just some sort of progress forward, I think that's why I like the stages. Because when I come on a podcast, I feel like I won. Like when I really develop, deliver a message, even if I fumbled over my words or I wasn't quite sure, like
It's
I did.
okay. It's okay. You gotta make a mess.
Right, exactly. And that's, the progress, and that's the win. I think
You,
you figure
yeah.
out what win means to you.
Yeah.
And I tell my girls that all the time. I'm like, what's a win? Like, is it the scoreboard or is it what was your character? Because if you win and you have poor character and poor attitude, I don't think you won. In my opinion,
Yes,
that's my
yes.
opinion of winning. And you could lose by 80 points and like be the, most encouraging, keep trying, keep get up, do this, not show attitude when everybody else showing. Then that's a win.
Yeah, values. I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I think it's incredible. Incredible advice, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Incredible advice. I think it speaks volume of truth, and we're like, and also, you have to know how to identify what's a win too. Because if you hear grinding, grinding, and you reach your goal, and you're not able to realize it because you're so focused, you're so focused, you're not able to enjoy it.
No. And for what?
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
like, what was it? I mean, even if you get the money, if you stepped on people to get there, or your relationships are in shambles, or your health is horrible, was it
Yes.
really worth that? And I didn't
Exactly.
want that. That was one of the reasons why I had to learn how to slow down to speed up, because I wanted a solid relationship with my husband. I wanted a passionate, loving, beautiful relationship with him. And I want a beautiful, loving, kind, funny relationship with my daughters. And I wasn't willing to give that up for success, for money. I'm naturally a workhorse. So I could literally, and what I lo and when I love to do something, I could work 16, 24 hours straight. Like I could, because when I'm passionate about something, I don't see time. I just go. But I didn't want to step on everybody in order to get that. I had to learn those things along the way of like, okay, I could work another 2 hours, or I can go home, play with my kids, be with my husband, get a good night rest, wake up refreshed, and I could probably get more done in 30 minutes than I could have those last 2 hours.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. You're very similar, like my wife. My wife has the same mentality, but it shows it because she's a grinder. That's what she does. Since you at a very young age. So I think what's key here is connecting with people, finding those people that share the same values as you do, which building with your husband and being in the, together in this partnership. You're not just selling a program, but you're essentially giving them therapy as well. Like, so like,
Well,
you know.
you know what's so funny? I always said that I wanted to pitch a show to HTV called Renovate My Marriage, and have
Yes.
it be
Oh,
where
great name though.
a couple is coming in, like when they're doing a home renovation and it's just going to crap, like
Yeah.
it's not going well. And we come in and my husband helps the guy finish the renovation. And then I come in and kind of help mold the relationship back
Yeah.
together.
Great concept. Because it's similar where you're explaining similar like what I've gone through regarding the business, me and my wife. Like I have a media company. She's a real estate agent, and for a very long time we were just out or rather in, but throughout time and finally able to have time to speak and have that conversation, and realizing that what she's doing, what I'm doing, it coincides with one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think a lot of relationships that try and do business and not just with them, but grow their families, be there as well. That conversation, that level of understanding is what's missing. I think, like I said, you have a great idea that it might take some time because people are always skeptical. Even like you said earlier, with their money, they're always skeptical. But you know, with time, you keep hitting the keep hitting the nail on the head, and boom, it'll happen.
Yeah. And that's the plan. I'm like, I look at it like at least I said I'd give it at least a year of really solid driven effort. And at the end of it, nothing happens. Like there's no progress, there's no lives change. Then I'll probably shift. I don't see that happening. I really don't. I feel like we have built a lot of things solid so that this can grow pretty fast and we can sustain it. And so I'm just gonna, that's the vision that's been shown to me. So I'm just going with that and taking my family with and experiences, but knowing that there's gonna be blunders and setbacks and that's okay. 'Cause 5 years ago, I probably could have handled it as well. But the things that we've been through the last 5 years, 10 years, like I believe we can.
Hey, I'm right there with you. It's, how do I explain this? Like, it's, things are always gonna happen. Things are always going to happen, but you have to go through those things and able to learn and gain that experience. You know, I think it's better off going through those experiences than living a life not knowing what, thinking what might would have happened and living regret.
There's too many people that are living that life right now, and
Yes,
that's
I
the sad
agree.
part. They're the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Just like with the income property, it's all a I want to get started to get started. I want to get started to buy that first property to get started. I've read all these YouTube videos and all these blogs and all these books and all these things to get started to buy my first income property, but you haven't got started. And we want to take you by the hand and get you started. What you do beyond then is up to you, but accountability, consulting, being there, all of those things are so undervalued when it comes to this because people will say, well, I can just do it on my own. You can, but you haven't. So why haven't you? And that's pretty bold for me to say, and I know it pisses people off, but it's like, you haven't done it yet. Why? Just the reason why it took me this long to launch me and my husband's. It's because I had to have other people be like, you need to do this, 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 you need to do this. And finally I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it, right?
Here you are. Here
Here
you
I am.
are.
Here I
It's gonna
am.
take some time, but it's gonna work. It's gonna work.
Awesome. Yes.
Top of that, it's been great speaking with you.
Yes.
It's totally an honor hearing your stories. The way you're making things work is incredible. Good things are truly going to come for you and your husband and your family. Just, keep doing it. I kudos to you because you're a total badass. You're also a total badass. Before we go, please tell the people where they can find you at.
So tabtherell.com is my generic website, and there'll be th links on there for what we call the Family Legacy Project, which is the real estate stuff. And that also houses, I have tabstrainings.com, but you can get that from the website. You can put links in there. I'm Tabitha Thorell on Facebook. I'm Tab Thorell on Instagram, Coach Tab on TikTok. And my husband, Tracy, and I will be launching our own YouTube or our own YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok just to kind of separate the things and give people tips and tricks on different things with real estate, life, money, that kind of stuff to build that. And I'll give you those links once those come. But that is pretty much, and the What Went Wrong podcast on all podcast channels and YouTube. It's a fun podcast. Please listen, review, let us know because I want to give the people stories that they want. So if you also have like a story of maybe somebody you heard of and you want, you think the world should do it, I'm happy to do research and share the story. I love the TV show, The Men That Built America, The Food That Built America. I go on there to get inspiration.
Nice.
And HJ Hines is going to be my next story because his story is incredible. And I love that. So if you have somebody that you think would be great for the show or impactful, yeah, message me, let me know.
Boom, there you have, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to go on YouTube, Deal Talk TV, like and subscribe our YouTube channel to support all these amazing entrepreneurs like her. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Mr. Dream Inspire Retain. I'm out, guys. Have a good night.